When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly, as we are every Monday. Brandon Graham Show at 6, right here at Chickie's with BG, Howard Eskin, myself, and then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Jordan Mailata, who is eligible to come off of IR this week and play on Thursday night. Perhaps we'll get a little insight to that tonight at 7. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, the question was, if the Eagles win Thursday, should Jack and I buzz our heads in support of Coach Sirianni, yes or no? What do you think the poll is like?
Oh, yeah. Let's go yes. And I'll go steal some Sirianni haters out there. So they're reluctant. Let me go 70%.
89% say yes.
Yeah, come on.
Damn, 89?
Yeah. 89.
Wow.
They love seeing people shamed.
Yeah. It's the truth. God bless them.
God bless.
And like, listen, I can handle Sirianni.
Yes, I know. I know. If you had to pick one, I know where you are. Yep.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with Coach Sirianni.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
Yes.
Didn't even notice him yesterday.
Perfect.
I literally did not notice Nick Sirianni yesterday.
Besides his hoodie. It's a good looking hoodie.
Well, they all got those hoodies.
I know, but it's a cool hoodie. It's first
Salute to Service.
Yes, the white.
Silver and white hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah. But seriously, I didn't see any. I didn't see the histrionics on the sideline. I didn't see the mugging, yelling at officials. He didn't do the whole talking to Cowboy players, talking trash, like he's really playing in the game. And more importantly, he let the flow of the game be the flow of the game. He let the flow of the game be the flow of the game. And quite frankly, I think more people, or most people, would prefer to have it that way. They're willing to tolerate Coach Sirianni being the head coach and being how he is. The players love him. I think people are okay with that now. This whole myth that the locker room that doesn't have Nick Sirianni, like that's been beat to death, and it certainly has no truth to it. But fans don't want to feel like the coach is disrupting the game.
Especially with the way they perceive this particular coach.
Yeah, right. And I didn't realize until today. I was like, man, I didn't even realize Coach Sirianni. I didn't notice Coach Sirianni at all yesterday during the game. And that's a good thing.
It also seems like the universe did him a favor with the fourth down and two-point conversion stuff, in that he was never really in a situation where either of those things made sense. Mm-hmm. You know, there weren't any penalties on the extra point that put him at the one. I don't remember really any fourth downs in Cowboys territory that seemed like a don't go for it, go for it situation. So it's almost like somebody somewhere was like, let's give Nick an opportunity to take a breather this week. Yeah. You know, 215-592-9494. Paul in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Yo, what's going on, yo? What's up, Ike?
What's up, Paul?
What's up,
Jack? Yo.
All right, listen, man, real quick. Spike. Well, first of all, before I go in, let me get some Ike juice.
Oh, yeah, hook him up. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Good job, Buzz. Yes.
Everyone needs to ask for Ike juice.
Yes, sir. All right, listen. Spike, are you satisfied with Jalen now?
Well, it depends on what satisfied means.
Okay. It's beyond being serviceable. You think he's more than serviceable now?
I think he is. I think you can win with him. He is not how I would design a quarterback, but I think he has played well enough over the last several weeks for you to win with him.
Okay.
But I would say this, Paul, is turnovers are different for every quarterback. A quarterback that throws it 35 to 40 times a game, you're going to sort of excuse. Just hang on. You're going to excuse interceptions more than a quarterback that's throwing it 20 times a game. So all that is to say that it's really important for him to play clean games in that way.
Because he hasn't been playing clean games for what?
Well, he hasn't. He hasn't over the last two or three games. He hasn't. So here's what I'd say. I am going to continue to call out when he does things that I don't think are additive to winning. And yesterday he turned it over twice. The game before that he put the ball in harm's way, and the game before that he put the ball in harm's way. So he had a good streak for a while. The positive I would say is that he seems more than willing to acknowledge when he does those things and seems aware of it. It doesn't mean they're going to go away, but he seems more aware of it. So
right,
I think he is good enough to win. I think he is below the elite level quarterbacks in the NFL, but he is right there with a bunch of other quarterbacks that are also imperfect.
Let's go to the defense. All right.
Yes.
Ain't we balling?
Man.
Or we ain't balling.
No, we balling, bro. We
balling now.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Look, the young boys is doing their thing, and that's the way. Listen, at the beginning of the season, I said this. I was like, yo, you got to let the young boys play.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly what BG said. Our young boys is there. They working. He there to make sure that they get in the right position, got the right mind frame to go ahead and play the defense the way Vic wants it to be ran, and they execute and dominate when they get on the field. Yeah. Are they doing it now?
They doing it. They are.
Is there any doubt? Any
no.
Doubt?
Well,
no.
A little bit. I mean,
no.
It was Cooper Rush.
Go ahead, Jack. What?
Listen. They have done a good job. I'm excited about the defense.
It was Cooper Rush. It was Joe Burrow. It was Daniel Jones. It was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
It was Derek Carr.
Burrow's a real one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Cooper Rush yesterday was egregious. I mean, he was egregious yesterday.
It doesn't mean they didn't play well, but it does mean they have some tests in front of them.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I can't wait. Like you said earlier, I'm excited to see what the defense can do. I'm not a doubter of the defense, but it was Cooper
I love
Rush.
This defense. I haven't been this excited. I haven't been this excited. Now, listen, 2022 defense was outstanding.
Mm.
It smothered people. It smothered people. But I never felt like those were our guys. Right? Like I appreciate they wore the Midnight Green and their Eagles and they helped get us to the Super Bowl. This home, this is homegrown talent. These are guys that you drafted and you're developing. Even Nolan Smith.
I know.
We all got positive outlooks on Nolan Smith right now.
Which is shocking to me, honestly. It really
is.
I give him credit because he had bus written all over.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Two
more. Spike.
And the thing,
well,
Paul.
I agree with Spike on that.
Yeah, everybody thought he looked like a bust.
Yes.
I don't know what you're. Yeah,
Oh, you thought he looked like one. I'm talking about now.
No, now he looks good. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying it's credit to him and credit to them for sticking with him and a credit to him for continuing to build because the thing I noticed about Nolan Smith is. Even if he doesn't make the play, he always seems like he's around the play.
Always around the football, yeah.
Got knows for it, Spike.
Yeah, I see him around the play. And, Paul, I think this is my favorite thing about the defense this year is they noticed early in the year they weren't tackling well. And, man, ever since the bye, they just hit hard.
They're wrapping up.
Yeah.
They're wrapping up. One more question before I go. What y'all think about Trot getting in more, playing more, Trot Jr.?
For who?
Well, I liked it yesterday. Well, no, he's not. Those two guys aren't coming off the field.
Right.
Yeah. Trot is going to have to – Trot. I don't even call him Trot. It's Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah is going to have to –
Thank you for the call, Paul.
He has to wait for his opportunity next year or, you know, be ready in case something were to happen with these guys. But – these two guys right now are playing so well, they're not coming off the field.
They're
three-down linebackers.
Sure.
Nakobe has turned himself into a three-down linebacker.
I think for Trot Jr., though I would love for him to get an opportunity,
sure.
It's not the worst thing in the world for a fifth-round pick to be around the team, play special teams, watch guys who are playing well. Somebody will eventually get – I don't wish injury upon anyone.
Sure.
But there will be an opportunity, if it's not this year, then it'll be next year, for him to get on the field.
Yes.
And I think he's probably got a better shot of performing well, having more time to soak all of this in and then get it in the game than opposed to being forced to do it immediately.
No doubt. A couple things. Absolutely right on that, Spike. It's hard to be out there and learning on the job. Secondly, he is a true junior, meaning he's young, so he has plenty of time. Thirdly, his dad didn't play his rookie year. I don't even think Trot was active the first 9 or 10 weeks of the season. His dad.
And look how that turned
out. And look how that turned out pretty damn well. So, right. Neff is going to be okay. It's actually a testament to how well these linebackers are playing that nobody's even brought that up.
It's actually shocking.
Because that's how good these linebackers are playing.
Right, right. Yeah. I would have thought there would have been 1 week where they would look bad enough.
Well, those first couple of weeks, I didn't know.
Well, even Bond, though.
No, Bond's been fine.
Yeah, Bond's been fine. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike, Big I, Jaggy, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Monday.
What up, Yoshi?
What up, baby? Look, I love Jeremiah Trotter Jr. myself, and I want to see him play, but when these cats playing the way they playing, he ain't even thinking about nobody who behind them right now. Like, he ain't even thinking about nobody that's on the bench. I mean, Zach Bond, man, what's his name? Sign him right now. Extend him right now. That boy is a monster. I mean, 53 is always around the ball. And Nakobe, you know, once again, Nakobe, I apologize. I'm so glad that you're healthy. Because that boy is balling his tail off. I mean, you can't say enough about them two rookie cornerbacks out there. You just got to love them. And I expect the Super Bowl. Every year when the numbers say I have a chance, I expect the Super Bowl. You come into the season. We come into the season with a talented team and question marks on defense. But you still expect to go far. You expect to win. And if you expect to win, you expect to get the reward. So I always, until the numbers tell me different, I'm going, like last year, it looked bad, but we were still winning. I expected that at some point we were going to turn around and be lights out. So, yes, we're a Super Bowl contender. Don't you guarantee nothing. Keep your mouth closed. You can be hyped, be happy, just no guarantees. I expect to win.
Hey,
man, I love this.
I was just about to ask that, too. Like, is it okay for me to say it now, or I got to stay out?
You know,
no, it's working. It's working. So I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it.
That's right. That's
working.
Right. The way you playing your hand right now, that's how you keep playing it, baby. Don't do nothing different. Nothing different.
Okay. Stay on that side, Ike. You know,
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Spike?
I told him to stay on that side.
Yeah, keep doubting him.
Yep, keep doubting him.
And Spike, you keep what's name on when y'all pick y'all picks, you keep going for the other team. That is also working. That is working so good. Jack, keep
it's
doing that little nonchalant BS that you're doing. That's working too. Everything is working. We just got to keep doing what we're doing. And everybody stop calling in getting mad at Spike. He's a super villain. You know what? Lex Luthor was the greatest super villain, but I rooted for him. And that's who Spike is. Spike is smart. He ain't got no physical superpowers, but he's smart. He is smart. He can invent all this crap for y'all to be mad at. He is great. He's like Jeffrey from daggone House of Dragons.
Joffrey.
You know what I'm talking about. What's the name? Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I hated
we don't
that
watch
little
that.
Boy.
Yeah, I never saw it.
But he was a great villain. Spike, you are an excellent villain. Keep doing what you're doing. Yep. I ain't mad at nothing. And you know what's good about this team? This team is mature this year. Everything that we nitpick about every week or people is harping on, it's corrected the next week. What's the name? I mean, this is not team accountability because they will be a fraud team. This is team maturity. They are a good team. They mature each and every week. I love how they are going about their business. Talking about Jalen Ankle, that boy looked fast as I don't know what yesterday. And yeah, he played suspect in the first quarter. What's the name? But after that, I mean, he threw some darts for touchdowns. I mean, Spike, leave him alone. Spike, keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. And then real quick, Spike, I hope you be Ike. I'm going to go for you this week. I want you to be Ike. You know why?
I beat him. I already beat him.
It's over. No, No, we wait until tomorrow. That's why I'm keep saying I hope. I'm so glad you beaten Ike and beat Ike.
It's over.
What's name was cool dude, but yeah. Then what's name when he get around his little friends, he want to talk trash.
I'm still good.
Ike was my buddy. What's name?
I'm still good.
No, Captain Kangaroo, you're losing this week.
Nah, I'm a loser this week. I am.
That's right. You lost to that little boy. You let Lex Luthor beat you. You loser.
Did.
And Spike, you know what? You still fraud. I'm still coming for you. Yeah, you a punk for hanging with them. Because I know you're going to be on their side when you get off the phone with Spike. Spike's going to say something. Hey, she is a bad man. And like,
That's what I see what this is about now. Yeah, we're going to get the last word in, so keep going. Yeah,
yeah, you can talk forever.
As soon as you get off the phone, you're getting it, so just know that.
Yep.
I don't care. You know what? I bullied y'all right now. And real quick, stop bullying Buzz. Buzz be checking on me like every 15 seconds.
Yes, finally. It's week 10, Buzz. Week 10, Yoshi.
Yeah, it's good. Bullying. Bullying works.
I can't nobody check on me as much as Buzz. I'm about to start calling him mama. That boy check on me so damn much. Love y'all, Captain. See you later, baby.
All right, see you, Yosh. His fantasy team sucks.
Sucks. Terrible. That's why he's doing all that yelling.
Flash in the pan early in the season. He's like the New Orleans Saints of the fantasy league.
And then you know you're rooting for somebody else to beat me.
Because he can. Because
you can't beat me.
It's pathetic.
You know?
I expect more out of Yoshi. All right. You want to laugh at the Cowboys?
Yes.
So I think what we do is we play the Micah Parsons thing first and then the Sun section. So... Micah Parsons spoke after the game yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
Mike's on the final year of his contract, so outside there's, of course, going to be questions. What's the sentiment inside the locker room, and what do you tell people who are wondering about whether McCarthy will be your coach next year?
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that
one hurt.
I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
You guys were too.
So
that last comment hurt.
You want to talk about the difference between the way players talk about their coach in a tough time. All you need to do is listen to the way the Eagles talked about Sirianni and the way Micah Parsons just talked about Mike McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Above my pay grade is one thing. Then he can go wherever he wants next year. And then all these guys worked harder than Mike McCarthy ever did.
Well, that's the one that really stung.
I mean, come on, man.
Because I think the whole he can go wherever may have been taken out of context. He didn't frame it correctly, but I think kind of what he was saying that Mike McCarthy's a coach. He's going to get a job somewhere else at some point. Zach Martin may be at the end of his career. There's some other guys on the last year of the deal. He wanted to win for them. That part I could sort of, because this has been talked about all morning nationally.
Sure.
And so I could see sort of that angle that maybe we misconstrued what he said. Maybe. But that final comment about.
It was just a shot. He said these guys worked harder than Mike McCarthy ever did.
Yeah, there's no way to phrase that. that's clearly a guy who isn't in support of the coach from a standpoint of, I want this dude to be my coach moving forward.
Would you have pause putting a guy like Micah Parsons on your team, seeing the way that he handles all this stuff? The guy can even as talented as he is.
Yeah.
The Mondays, even the podcast afterwards, he seems almost too free to say whatever he's feeling and that kind of stuff. That thing about the coach doesn't help. We said this about Jalen. It doesn't help anybody when you talk that way about the guy that is the head coach. If he's going to get fired, he's going to get fired. You don't need to put something in the media to, you know, to cause it. Jerry Jones is going to make that decision whether he makes that decision.
Yeah.
So you would think twice.
Well, it would give me cause to pause, but I would still do it. You would have to trust your own locker room.
Yeah.
The leadership there. Would he come in and be able to fit in? Because he is a tremendous player. But you also have to be willing to you got to let him be himself or don't get him. Don't go get him. I said this when T.O. was here. You don't go get somebody. T.O. had his reputation preceded him. So you knew what you were getting when you traded for T.O. You got to be prepared to handle that.
Yeah.
And before it gets to the point that it got to. So with Michael Parsons, there's, I mean, quite frankly, we already have a guy similar. He's just not, his name is just not as big as Michael Parsons nationally. I mean, Darius Slay does his podcast. He goes on. He does his thing.
Yep.
Right? Like Slay Talks or what have you.
And by the way, if things were going bad here, that Darius Slay stuff would be blown up to a completely different proportion.
Yes. Well, we saw it last year.
Yes. So
I would still do it.
So
we've
talked a lot about Jalen, or we haven't even talked that much about it, but talked some about Jalen and the Sun.
Yeah.
So this is a great 1-2 punch. So here is CeeDee Lamb after the game.
The play with you and Ferguson, a little bit of miscommunication.
Couldn't see the ball. Couldn't see the ball at all.
The Sun?
The Sun.
But,
are you in favor of Cousins?
Yes, 1,000%.
So then Jerry Jones was asked about the Sun, and here's what he had to say.
By the way, we know where the Sun's going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not. So we do know where the damn Sun's going to be in our own stadium.
Why not put the curtains up?
Why not mitigate that?
Why?
The Sun and seating
down. Well, let's just tear the damn stadium down, Bill. No, you kidding me?
But it's not, you don't have to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the Sun's going to be. So our team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the Sun is and not calling
his wish? I'm saying the world knows where the Sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the Sun and said, about the Sun, where's the moon? But, we're fine, but everybody plays in the Sun out here.
Where's the moon?
That's a fed up coach. I mean, fed up owner.
Yes.
That's what that is. He doesn't want to hear excuses about the Sun and
where's the moon?
Yeah.
Wants to tear the stadium down and start all over.
Yeah. Yeah. He was very irritated.
Yeah, he was. Well, by the way, so if Mike McCarthy is speaking 30 minutes ago, there's sun glare on him. So they did get a shade this time.
It's going bad.
It's going really bad.
Spike, you haven't hit on many things. You hit on that one.
Well, I've hit a couple things.
Well, I meant before the season.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Justin, while the season is going on.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yes, you had this pegged out early.
Yeah, the fall apart of the Cowboys.
Yes.
To be honest with you, this is better than ever I could have even imagined.
This seems especially collapsy.
Yeah.
Like, but they've had bad seasons in the last couple of years, but this one feels, like, worse.
Is it really?
I don't know. Like it just seems like there's more toxicity down there.
It feels like the end of something to me.
I agree.
It just feels like the end of whatever this era is.
Well,
to
the
me.
Problem is, what? Here's the funny thing. The end of the Mike McCarthy era.
Yes. Well, the players are going to be there.
Well, yeah, he just resigned the star players, so they aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
The problem, part of the problem is they had to beg for their supper. You know, CeeDee Lamb is like, why am I begging for my money when I put up these numbers last year? And I got, you made me wait an extra year already.
Yep.
And now I'm still waiting to get paid. Dak Prescott, the day before the game or the day of the game when he signed his new deal.
So you have to pay them, but you don't get the goodwill that comes back with paying them because they had to beg for it.
Man, they had to beg for it. And they had to wait for everybody else.
And it cost them more.
Yes. Meanwhile, the Eagles are going out and saying, we want to reward our star young players. We're committed to you guys. So much so, we're going to pay you sooner than we really have to. The Cowboys haven't figured it out yet.
The Dak thing, I could understand if they weren't going to sign him. Or the CeeDee Lamb thing. You're not letting go of CeeDee Lamb.
Exactly.
And the market is determined by what everybody else pays. Like, it's just there. So he let everyone else raise it, and then CeeDee Lamb just had to get paid the most.
Yes.
So they handled it as poorly as they could.
Meanwhile, they could have went and got the guy who's from down there in that area and wanted to go there. Somehow he ended up in Baltimore.
Right.
They could have got him. He wanted to go to Dallas.
So Jack
King
gives out
King Henry, in case people don't know who I'm talking about. King.
Right.
Well, I know you guys do, but
yes. Jack gives
half
out
a million people listening.
Jack gives out his game balls every Monday at 5.
About to turn from half million into 750 million.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, it goes up to 7:50.
Yeah, sure.
So the big question is, will Jalen get a game ball, and will Nick Sirianni get a game ball?
Intrigue.
We'll have to find out. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.